a Jewish journal article, make some noise with these groggers. One of the highlights of the Purim celebration is the waving of the noisemakers, or groggers, every time Haman's name is mentioned during the Megillah reading. It's a fun way to boo him and drown out his name. Part of your Purim pre-festivities can be making your own noisemakers. They're easy to assemble, with just a few supplies you probably already have around the house. What you'll need: 2 small paper plates, plastic fork or spoon, duct or packing tape, dried beans, stapler, decorating materials. 1. With duct or packing tape, attach a plastic fork or spoon to a small paper plate so that most of the utensil extends past the rim of the plate. This will serve as the handle of the noisemaker. 2. Add about 10 dried beans to the plate. These beans, when shaken, will create the noise. Instead of beans, you can also use any small objects like pennies, screws, jelly beans, paper clips. See what you have handy. 3. Place your second paper plate upside down on top of the first one. Staple the edges so that the beans do not slide through. Make sure to staple the area around the handle, as the space between the two plates is biggest there. 4. Now decorate the noisemaker however you wish. You can wrap it with paper, as shown in the example, or cover it with duct tape, stickers or felt. You can even draw on it with markers or crayon. Finish it with a ribbon at the base. Customize one for everybody at the celebration, and get ready to make a whole lot of noise. Jonathan Fong is the author of Flowers That Wow, and Parties That Wow, and host of Style with a Smile on YouTube. You can see more of his do-it-yourself projects at jonathanfongstyle.com.